USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest SpaceX mission has ended safely. The four-member crew back on Earth, splashing down off Florida a couple of hours ago, and it was a history-making flight.
The first all-civilian mission to orbit.
That's the coverage by SpaceX of the capsule landing on the Earth's surface, actually the water just off the Florida coast a few hours ago, and those four folks are back safely now after that three-day trip into space. For about 3 hours today, they rallied in Washington, D.C., not far from Capitol Hill, about 700 people showing support for those who were arrested for the January 6th attacks, and they say they are, in some cases, political prisoners, still being held a half year later, in some cases not being charged. Police were most concerned about scuffles and violence breaking out, but the day did stay peaceful. And this is USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.